stress and anxiety, you're headed to the door, your girlfriend's parents you never met before, but you love the daughter, so you're rising to the chore, and you're building the future, that's the score, and the house has got the old people smell, and the TV's so loud, you gotta yell, Sean Hannity's evil, I can tell, but the parents are glued, this is gonna be hell, but they greet you nice, loud Fox News. You think, well, they're entitled to their views. Emphasis on entitled as you look around the house, but your girlfriend's cool, so you're quiet as a mouse. Of course, she's kicking you under the table. You want to say something, but you ain't able. Maybe go outside, cut the cable so the vine goes down, your brain gets stable. And they're passing the potatoes, and the parents inquire, what is it that you do? And you start to perspire. You say, I'm a musician. The looks get weird, like maybe you got the potatoes stuck in your beard. They say, ain't the arts tough in this economy? You want to say, your boy Trump dropped a bomb on me. I'm a musician. Is that sin? If I was a copper politician, you'd let me in. Those assholes are despicable. I only play notes. Your girlfriend's evil eye, that's all she wrote, so you suck it up and say, I get by. You can see where she inherited the evil eye. They're passing the food, and you make your selection. The old man says, you want to see my gun collection? You take the chicken, a breast, and a wing, and say, sure, Pops, more than anything. And the TV's screaming, so is your brain. You're constantly editing in total refrain. They say they're Christians, thank God for Trump. Your girlfriend holds your back so you don't jump. Mama's patting the Bible, you want to stab her. You want to say Jesus ain't no pussy grabber. But you hold your tongue, seal your lips, grab the table in a vice-like grip. You want to say Jesus ain't no handicapped mocker. And here's another thing that might come as a shocker. He wouldn't separate parents and kids at the border, but you don't say shit to keep etiquette order. The table talk and the constant chatter. The old man's talking about Blue Lives Matter. You want to send some of these guys to the electric chairs. Your girlfriend's screaming your balls, so you don't dare. She's squeezing your balls. You're not screaming your balls. She's squeezing your balls. So you don't dare. Hey, it's the first day of my new teeth. Fuck you. Right? You can think you can get shit on eBay, but you can't always. Anyway, then he starts talking about the NFL, how these black players should go to hell. Oh, it upsets you when the black players kneel? This disrespects the flag? Well, here's the deal. When Trump defends Nazis, he pisses on the lives of every American soldier in World War II that died. Trump disrespects the flag, no matter how you play it, and I hate fucking football, but you don't say it. Your girlfriend's proud, you're so polite. You think, oh, cool, maybe a little bit of love making that night. Daddy's got the hat, make America great. Mama says, these libtards, why they gotta hate? And something clicks, and your brain goes red, redder than the hat on the redneck daddy's head. Can't take it no more. Your mouth goes in attack. This is the straw that broke the hamel's back. Say, I'm one of these libtards. I don't hate no more anymore than I hate a cockroach crawling across the floor. I mean, it's gross and disgusting like maggots. It's annoying, but I just want it gone. So the raid I'm employing. Cockroaches ain't worthy of hate, my friend. I just want them gone. Make my kitchen great again. Now, Mom, when you say libtards, you're a name-calling fucker. Liberals got name for conservatives. Klan dick sucker. So I got some questions. Where do I begin? How do you like them clam balls banging against your chin? And you're hoarding guns for your protection? You don't think minorities have their own gun collection? Your hat's so red for a target that'll pass. Come the revolution, gonna shoot your white ass. Yeah. I'm on a roll. Pass the butter. Don't talk, Daddy. Shut your mouth, mug. Ever since this election, it's like a diagnosis of cancer. And yes, sometimes I do think violence is the answer. Ever since this election, here's the situation. There's been no talk of affordable education. The politicians love that low IQ. So you get the money and the votes from idiots like you. Well, dinner was great. On dessert, I'm going to pass. Going to bring your daughter home. You know she loves it in the... The ride home was quiet. She was mad, I could tell. But for the first meet the parents, I think it went pretty well.